At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 26th day, the month of February for 2020. And the news for today, Cal Fire crews battled a 7-acre grass fire in Calaveras County yesterday afternoon. First reported around 2 o'clock, the flames broke out along Dogtown Road near San Domingo Road, east of Highway 49, between San Andreas and Angels Camp. Crews stopped the forward progress of the fire around 3:30 in the afternoon. The cause still under investigation. Crews remained on scene mopping up for a couple of hours. No structures were threatened and no injuries were reported.
Well, the Amador Sheriff's Office has a new weapon in the battle against the opioid crisis. The ongoing epidemic presents a significant threat to citizens and to first responders alike. Amador County Sheriff's Office recently received a new shipment of Narcan through a program administered by the California Department of Healthcare Services. This potentially life-saving medication, quickly administered as a nasal spray in cases of possible opioid overdose or accidental exposure. Now, Narcan has previously been successfully utilized by the Amador Sheriff's Office on several occasions. Sheriff Ryan praised those involved with the Narcan distribution for administering this worthwhile program and giving local law enforcement the tools to better protect the public and the department staff.
And state-contracted census workers have begun walking Calaveras County and educating residents on the upcoming nationwide count. The census outreach group will be going door-to-door in the most densely populated areas of Calaveras County, placing an emphasis on the importance of Census 2020 and educating residents on how to complete the census. They are canvassing Monday through Thursday from noon to 6 and began in McAlamy Hill last week. They are currently canvassing in San Andreas with plans to be in Angels Camp next week. The plan is to reach out to more than 15,000 residents in the Sierra foothills with an emphasis on Latino and tribal populations. The U.S. Census will mail out online reporting information to residents on March 12th, and their website is anticipated to go live on the same date. The U.S. Census officially begins on April 1st and concludes on April 30th. It is important to know that census questionnaire responses determine federal funding allocations for schools, health care, veterans, seniors, housing, roads, and vital public safety services for local counties.
And the Amador Sheriff's Office seeking public comment on a proposal for an off-highway vehicle grant. Public feedback is a requirement for the grant process before the county's final submittal. Comments will be made during a 30-day public review period beginning March 3rd, running through April 4th. Now, if awarded, the grant will allow the department to partner with the U.S. Forest Service in continuing to provide the public with off-highway vehicle recreation. Receiving the grant will allow the Sheriff's Office to support off-highway vehicle management activities in national forests, including operations and maintenance, restoration, law enforcement, education, and safety.
And during the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting this week, two government leaders were recognized in honor of their upcoming retirements. Brian Moss, who spent 29 years serving the county, beginning with the Department of Environmental Health, where he later became director. Following his time in environmental health, Moss served as the Calaveras Administrative Officer Assistant. Moss was also the lead liaison with FEMA and the state's Office of Emergency Services during the Butte Fire. In addition, he took the initial lead representing the county's tree mortality task force. Also acknowledged, Kevin Wright for his 13 years of work in the Agricultural Commissioner's Office, 7 of which served as commissioner. Wright was praised for his balanced management style and encouraging growth within his staff. He was also thanked by the board for securing numerous grants and his open-door approach of meeting with any local residents with their concerns.
Well, do you or someone you know use a car seat? Amador Fire Protection now offering free car seat checkups. By making an appointment with the Amador Fire Crew, parents and guardians learn how car and booster seats are properly installed, find the ideal seat for the child's size, check for expirations or recalls, and if the seat is being used to its full ability. All checkups are managed by their community risk reduction specialist, who is also a nationally certified child passenger safety technician. Make an appointment today. Call Kayla at 223-6391.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. It's Ash Wednesday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.